B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Welcome to the Beer Run, part of the BS and Beer family, the only Saints podcast with a 2-drink minimum and takes as bad as thinking you have a summer cold and it being COVID.
That's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You gotta keep, I say you gotta keep on your toes. Put toes at it.
I'm the California Cajun. With me this week, a special guest substitute teacher. You don't know him, but you will. You'll love him. The Hollywood Hoodat himself, Kyle. How you doing, brother?
Hello. Thank you for having me, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you on the show for like 3 weeks, but you hate me and everything I stand for.
What was that whole tip about? COVID or something? I heard COVID. Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's the thing that I had and then you have and we've had for the last week.
Well, no one can prove that. So,
I mean, I got a doctor's note and everything. I'm official. I'm an officially a statistic.
Officially a.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Excuse me. Anyway. So y'all know how we do it on the Beer Run. We're going to talk a little bit of beer. We're going to talk about some Saints. We're going to talk about maybe teams in the division that are getting worse. And we're going to talk about what the hell is going on with Zach Wilson suddenly becoming everyone's new favorite quarterback.
Young people having sex with old ladies. Yes, I'm interested.
You know, I saw American Pie too, but that was a few years ago. Referees, let's spot this ball and let's get to it.
First down, Saints.
All right, brother. The most important part of the show is the beer. What, sir, are you drinking?
Well, I feel like Purple Haze is kind of, you know, easy choice. But since we are from California, I brought something called Topo Chico, which is a hard seltzer. And I have no idea what it is, but it is exotic pineapple and it tastes damn good. So
I bring new people on the show and somehow I still keep talking about seltzer. It's the bane of my existence.
Yep, that was what I planned, actually. So there you go.
I regret this whole thing. I'm going to one-up you a little bit because I'm going with a West Coast staple from Sierra Nevada. This is the Big Little Thing IPA. It is 9%. It is a 45 IBU. And it is darn good, but there is one question that we often have to ask ourselves on this show. It tastes good. It looks good. Does it sound good? Yeah. Yeah, it does. It sounds good, too.
Second down.
Marcus Colston, New Orleans Saints great, is being inducted into the Greater New Orleans Sports Hall of Fame. Now, there's a lot of chatter now if we should be retiring his number. Now, if you talk about the Saints, we don't really do that. We have two retired numbers. They are Jim Taylor, number 31, and Doug Atkins, number 81, both of which I had no idea about before I looked it up for this show. The idea that 51 and 57 are still on the table just blows my mind. Does Marcus Colston get his jersey retired before any of them?
Should he? Yes. Yes, he should. Things for our team that no one has done since. The Michael Thomas production, it's not the same thing. The numbers were there for Mike, sure, and he's great. But Colston and Breeze had something that we have not had. And they won games, point blank period. They won games too. So, you know what? I would retire his number. He was actually the first Saints jersey I ever bought. So
okay,
for me,
okay.
Good. Yes. I don't know. It's kind of up to Saints fans, right?
See, for me, it's tricky because Olave's wearing it right now, right? Our first round pick.
Sure.
But the thing is, I don't disagree. I think Colston did everything you could ask for a seventh round pick from Hofstra, who doesn't even have a football team anymore, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, there's just other people who I think are in line in front of them. You know, I think Sam Mills, I think Ricky Jackson, I think Drew Brees needs to have his jersey retired before we get to Colston. I don't think Colston's not deserving, but the fact that only two numbers have been retired by the Saints, it just seems like something we don't do. I mean, you look at even the Patriots have like 7. The Bears have an entire team full of numbers they've retired. It's just weird. We don't really do it, but it always comes up in these kind of situations.
Breeze is going to have his, sure. But I think the other guys, anybody else, you know, Archie Manning, that never happened.
Yeah.
I think they all just kind of missed their opportunity. I think it's gone and passed.
A little too late.
Yeah, I think they're off the ballot. I think it's unfortunate, but and it makes it, you know, it's special now when we actually do. And Marcus Colson was huge, so I would love to see it. But yeah, there's a lot of people on that list that didn't happen for them. So
it's unbelievable that the Quiet Storm never got one single Pro Bowl. Just every year it got snubbed. I don't know. Maybe people assumed that it was because of Breeze and he didn't deserve it. I don't know what it was, man. But that dude should have had 3 or 4 Pro Bowls.
I do feel like when you really think about it, Mike Thomas won a lot of games. They didn't get to the Super Bowl. They didn't have that, you know. But
yeah, Mike Thomas has a way higher winning percentage than Colston. Colston was on all those 7-9 teams.
I know.
And Thomas has only had one year he didn't win. We didn't have a winning record. So you're saying even though Michael Thomas may have put up the numbers, he's got the NFL record on catches, which is going to get broken because there's an extra game now, which is stupid. You think because Colston finished the deal and got us the ring, that puts him ahead of Michael Thomas?
That's really what it comes down to, doesn't it? You want your name, you know, you want your jersey retired, you want to be in the Ring of Honor, all this stuff. You got to win, you know, and he did. Michael Thomas has not done that yet. He has not done it yet. It's going to be a lot tougher because he won't have Drew. He'll have Jameis. But you know what? What it's about. It's, you know, Super Bowls, baby.
You sound like every Brady fan I've ever talked to in my life.
I'm like a Raiders fan. Just win, baby. Just win. No. It's not about that. But, you know.
Okay, brother, we're from Los Angeles. You know damn well it's an insult to call somebody a Raiders fan.
It absolutely is, and, you know, then I go home and rethink my life.
Luckily, we're at home, so you can start rethinking your life now.
Third down for what?
Rob Gronkowski is retiring again. This time it sounds like it might stick, hopefully. Tampa Bay continues to lose players. They are losing starters left and right. And yet the national media is telling us that they're going to repeat and win the division. Why are they right or why are they wrong?
Well, first off, yay. I did enjoy watching Gronk. He's kind of like
a giant frat boy.
Exactly. Rodman off the court because he's a giant pussy. So he's he was Rodman off the court. That's kind of what I always saw. He was a great player on the field, but you know, he's just a party boy, and he just made defenses just, oh my God. Somehow, some way, he was that tight end that gave you the Jimmy Graham problem, where pulling in so much, where you're gonna have to start paying him more money, and I hated that, but. Got to respect him, you know, enjoy your retirement.
I don't want him to enjoy it. I want him to be miserable forever.
That's fair. I do see them. The thing about Tampa is they have a Michael Jordan in Tom Brady.
Yeah, but they have Wizards Michael Jordan right now.
Yeah. Well, for whatever fucking reason, you know, he wanted to come back again. Well, you know what? It is what it is. He's in our division. We got to deal with it. Should we be worried? I don't know. We need other teams to beat him. Okay. We can beat him. We've seen that. We do that. We do.
Consistently.
To you know, get our game tape and do what we do. I know it's tough, but, you know, just follow our lead. Okay, guys? Like, memo to the entire league. Watch us. We know what we're doing.
Just have awesome defenses like we do. Yeah, is it so hard? Come on, guys. Get it together. I mean,
no, there's other good defenses out there. They just can't figure it out against them, and they're going to win all kinds of games that, you know, just unbelievable. It's unbelievable how bad he is against us and how badly he torches other people. It just blows my mind.
Do you think that they're still the favorite in the division today?
I do not.
think it's us, or you think it? I think it's Carolina with Baker Mayfield, and I'm lying. That's a joke.
I absolutely see Carolina being a huge pile of dog shit.
That's fair. That's fair. They'll be very Atlanta-esque this year, in my opinion.
Atlanta and Carolina are just dumpster fires.
Just fighting for draft picks. Man, that whole thing with Deshaun Watson kind of leading Atlanta on, and then they had to get rid of their quarterback, and then he left them standing at the altar anyway. He did more to ruin the Falcons than we ever could.
Yep. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm with you, man. I think with this defense, our offense only has to be okay, and it could be really good, but if it only has to be okay, and this defense is going to win a lot of games, I think we should be the favorite. I don't know that anyone outside of Houdat Nation knows that, but they should.
Yeah, my thing is that it's so obvious to Saints fans who are following along and watching what we do. I feel like people are so biased, and they need this quarterback, and they need a top three quarterback to win game. No, you don't. Jameis was out, after what, week 8 last year?
5-2 when he left.
Because of goddamn, LA Rams, Super Bowl champion, LA Rams can't take care of business for us, and we missed playoffs by a game. It's something people do not realize how good we are and why. It's just
that defense at the end of the year last year was really clicking. It's just hard, with what we went through last year with injuries. You can only do so much. You're just looking at that Miami game or the Thursday game on Thanksgiving, where we just decimated with injuries and COVID, and what are you supposed to do? We're playing guys that were signed that week that didn't know the playbook. If that team was healthy last year, they're a playoff team easily.
Yeah, you just have one or two games go the other way, and we're not just the last seed. We're like, a 5 or 6. It's like,
And is it so crazy to say, two game swing from last year, playoff team, right? Is adding Michael Thomas, is adding our draft class, is getting our kicker back, adding Jarvis Landry, getting the Honey Badger in the building. You can't tell me all those guys don't add up to at least 2 wins. In my opinion, anyway, that has to be an improvement.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Will Lutz. That is
a sneaky big one, as our kicking game was terrible.
Yes, I love him.
Now, there's a statistic floating around that said last year our field goal kickers actually made about the same percentage as Will Lutz's career. But that is a flawed statistic, and I'm going to explain to you why. We attempted less long field goals. We had to go for it on more fourth downs. And our extra points, which was not in the statistic, were terrible. We missed more extra points last year than the 4 seasons previous combined. So people going to bring that stat up? It's nonsense. All right, Will Lutz is a big addition to this team.
Yep, older and wiser. Thank you for pointing that out to our listeners.
Yeah, all 3 or 4 of them. Hi, Mom.
They're going to go for it here on fourth down.
Okay, somebody smarter than me has to explain what the heck is going on with Zach Wilson, quarterback for the Jets, formerly of BYU, and that's going to be funny later. So how's this go? His ex-girlfriend now is dishing about how he was hooking up with his mom's friend. What's going on with this, Kyle? Like, break it down for me, Houdat.
Yeah, I'm really, really not sure why you asked me. So you said someone smarter than you, but not sure where that was from. But
well, Tomas and Dave weren't available this week, so we're going with us.
So his ex is saying that they broke up because he was banging his mom's best friend, which, in Zach Wilson's defense, do what you got to do. He's a young kid, and I think we've all been there, okay?
I can promise you I have not been in that exact situation, but the thing that makes it surprising to me is that he went to BYU. Because if you just look at everything else, he was the kid who brought 2 college girls to his high school prom. Oh. Like, that's a move right there. I don't know what kind of move it is, but that's a move. And if you're going with that kind of energy, I don't know that BYU is where he needed to go anyway.
Yeah, if that's the case, I didn't know that about him bringing college girls to a high school prom.
Two. Yeah, two college girls as his dates for his high school prom.
I feel like, you know, this coming out, after hearing that, it's like, duh, you know, people should have seen this coming. Like, why is this not?
This is the first time we've talked about a player on the Jets scoring this many. I mean, this is just, I mean, hell, with that that friend of his mom, that's probably the first time when the Jets have scored over 40 in years.
They do have the highest scoring offseason. How about that?
Highest scoring offseason. I love it. I love it. You know who else loves it? Everyone who aren't Jets fans.
Oh, man.
I'm sure Jets fans exist, right? There's somebody out there.
I do know Jets fans. You know, I'm a big fantasy guy. You guys know that fantasy has been, for the last decade, I've been playing it. And it's something that if you really love football, you know, it's easy. And if you want to watch football, watch these guys play, fantasy should be easy. If you're not a dipshit, thankfully I play with a lot of dipshits. So,
that
you know,
is fair. That is fair.
It's a lot of fun. Shout out to my team, the Saints and the Sinners, you know, original.
And a little bit of foreshadowing, for anyone interested, we are going to have a BS and Beer Fantasy League this year. And of course, we're going to have the BS and Beer Fantasy Show. That'll be starting up right around preseason. So we'll have an extra show on this network that is going to be all about fantasy. That's all they're going to talk about. And I will not be on it because I can't stand fantasy football because I lose to this guy.
It's not that you lose. It's that you get beat so bad.
Oh, this guy. I regret this entire show now.
Yeah, no, that sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good.
The Beer Run Podcast is sponsored by Purple Valley Marijuana. We got that good, good.
So it's the off season, guys. There's not a ton to talk about. So thank you for joining us for what was a little bit of a short show. We're going to have more as it comes along. Training camp's coming right around the corner. Dale's going to be back in the building pretty soon. We won't have to hear from this Hollywood hoodat no more. Thank you, Kyle, for joining me. Thank you to the BS and Beer team. Thank you to the whole family. We thank you for joining us this week. And if you liked what we said, go ahead and like and share and subscribe and send us money. And if you don't, then, you know, thanks for listening this long. That's impressive.
All I have to do is just talk and drink beer.
Yeah, that's the whole show.
Yeah, and remember, kids, don't get COVID.
Don't get COVID. For me, for BS and Beer, for Hollywood Hoodat, thank you for listening. Have a beer. It's on me.
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bsandbeer@icloud.com. To the same time, but then take it to the field. 8-1 bout 11, 12, 13. Eastside soldier, press ball 17. Represent the NO, cause that's where we be. You know who it is, it's us, SFB. Show much love from the 13th to the 9th.